What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome. This is the fourth episode in our ongoing tribute to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. Here in the Hoosier State, Indiana Avenue was ground zero for rock and roll music. Avenue spots like the Sunset Terrace, the Pink Poodle, the Walker Casino, and the Flamingo Supper Club featured some of the first rock and roll concerts ever staged in Indiana. Many rock and roll legends like Little Richard, Fats Domino, Ray Charles, and Hank Ballard made their first Indiana appearances on the Avenue. But it wasn't just the men who were making history. Black women played an essential role in the early development of rock and roll and gave voice to some of the most iconic songs in early rock and roll music. But for many years, the important contributions of black women were often overlooked by music journalists and rock historians. So to honor these groundbreaking musicians, we're devoting a series of programs to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. We're going to start this week's show with music from the Queen of R&B, Ruth Brown. Ruth Brown was born in Portsmouth, Virginia in 1928. Brown's career began during the big band era, but it was rhythm and blues music that would make her a star. In 1949, Brown signed with Atlantic Records. Her early hits for the label helped to pave the way for rock and roll music.
Weather every now and then. I got too many men. I pick one, then another, and I'm gone again. I started out with one.
Brown would later go on to distinguish herself as an award-winning actress, appearing in major Hollywood films and Broadway productions. Among the many distinctions in her legendary career, Ruth Brown won a Tony Award in 1982 for her performance in the hit Broadway revue Black and Blue. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993 and was posthumously awarded a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2016. Ruth Brown made many appearances on the Avenue over the years, beginning with a 1951 date at the Sunset Terrace. We're going to hear three classic songs from Ruth Brown now. From 1954, we'll hear Hello, Little Boy. After that, we'll listen to Hey, Pretty Baby from 1949. And finally, Wild Young Men from 1953.
Just the same. Well, I'm crazy about you, baby, and I don't even know. saying. Well, I'm crazy about you, baby, and I don't even know your name.
Wild young men like to have a good time. Wild young men like to have a good time. Wild boyfriends like to lose their mind. Wild men dig me, but I love a cool one.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the fourth episode in our ongoing series devoted to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. We just heard three songs from the queen of R&B, Ruth Brown. Up next, we'll hear three more rocking songs from Brown. We'll start with Sweet Baby of Mine, released in 1956, followed by If I Had Any Sense from 1954, and finally, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean from 1958.
I'm going home to see my baby, big sweet baby of mine. Been so long without my baby, till sometimes I feel I'm plumb going out of my mind. I'm leaving this town early next morning, a big sweet baby of mine. It won't be long before we're together now, baby and me, happy till the end of time. I just can't go.
I left home one morning in 1944. I left my baby crying, crying in his back door. I came to the city, I thought I'd find success, but all I found was trouble and unhappiness. And if I had any sense, I would go back home today.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard three songs from Ruth Brown, the queen of R&B. And on this week's show, we're paying tribute to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. Up next, we'll listen to two tracks from the Indianapolis native Helen Fox, a popular vocalist on Indiana Avenue during the 1950s. Helen Fox is best remembered for her work with the Naptown jazz legend Jimmy Cole, and she was married to Cole's drummer Earl Walker. Fox played at nearly every major club on the Avenue during her career and recorded some excellent sides with the Jimmy Cole Band, and we'll listen to two of those cuts now. First, we'll hear Baby I'm Gone, followed by He's All Right With Me, both issued on the States record label in 1953.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, baby, where are you going with that suitcase?
I'm leaving you, Daddy. Now, what you gonna do when your gal is gone? The days are short and the nights are long.
Oh, cry, cry, cry,
suffer, baby.
Baby. Cry, cry.
Goodbye, baby, I'm gone.
Oh, baby, don't leave now.
got no money. That's a minor thing to me. Got my baby. Everything is crazy.
Crazy.
Ain't got no bankroll.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We'll return with more music from the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This week's show is dedicated to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. Black women played an essential role in the early development of rock and roll, and over the next few months, we'll be paying tribute to many of these influential musicians. Tiny Topsy is one of the great unsung heroes of early rock and roll music. Tiny was born Otha Lee Moore in Chicago in 1930. And though she died young, at age 34, Tiny left behind an exciting catalog of rock and roll classics. Tiny played in Indianapolis several times during her career, including a 1958 gig at Indiana Avenue's Flamingo Club. We're going to hear three songs from Tiny Topsy now. From 1957, we'll hear "All Shucks, Baby," followed by "Working on Me, Baby" from 1959, and "A Woman's Intuition," recorded in 1957.
Shucks, baby, yes, made this my happy day. I've been biting on my nails, pulling out my hair. I just found out how much you care. Oh, shucks, baby, I didn't know you felt that way. Oh, shucks, baby, there'll be no more skies of pain. I was shaking as a lamb, a freezing and stump, but now I got your arms to keep.
Knows what she's talking about. I guess I better cool.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the fourth episode in our ongoing series devoted to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. And we just heard three songs from the early rock and roll vocalist Tiny Topsy. Nearly every record Tiny cut was a rock and roll classic, so let's listen to three more tunes from her catalog. From 1957, we'll hear "Come On, Come On, Come On," followed by "You Shocked Me," and "Western Rock and Roll," both recorded in 1958.
Yeah.
said, and the other.
I'm at the hop, oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Short.
She wears short shorts.
Western rock and roll. Try and hurt again and say, rock and roll is here to stay. Sugar food never drinks a thing. I thought you ought to know.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard three songs from Tiny Topsy, and on this week's show, we're paying tribute to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. We'll end this week's show with music from Little Miss Cornshucks, one of the most captivating performers in the history of rhythm and blues.
I'd like to tell you about my wedding night in June. If you planned on marrying, don't do it too soon. With the one you marry, be sure it's understood that you really love him, and the best thing that he's good. I've had a hard time.
Little Miss Cornshucks was born Mildred Elizabeth Cummings in Dayton, Ohio, in 1923. Marriage brought her to Indianapolis during the 1940s, as she was wed to Cornelius Jarman in Indianapolis during the year 1945. Little Miss Cornshucks made some of her first professional appearances on Indiana Avenue, including a 1945 date at the Royal Palm Garden. But Little Miss Cornshucks was not merely a local phenomenon. Atlantic Records president Ahmet Erdogan called her the best blues singer he ever heard.
Oh, why was I born? And why am I living? Why do I care? Say, what am I giving?
Mildred Cummings began performing as Little Miss Cornshucks during the early 1940s. She developed a unique stage persona tailored to appeal to the rural Southern migrants who traveled north during the Great Migration. She often performed barefoot, wearing ragged country clothing and a straw hat. Though her appearance was comical, her music was serious and deeply soulful. Her sound had a deep influence on the development of rhythm and blues music. It was Little Miss Cornshucks who brought the Depression-era ballad, Try a Little Tenderness, into the R&B vernacular. Early R&B stars like Ruth Brown and Laverne Baker openly acknowledged their debt to Little Miss Cornshucks. In fact, one of Ruth Brown's signature hits, So Long, was based directly on Little Miss Cornshucks' recording. Despite the significance of her work, Little Miss Cornshucks was never able to translate her talents into sustainable success. Her behavior was often erratic as she battled addiction and mental health issues. By the time of her death in Indianapolis in November of 1999, Little Miss Cornshucks had not performed for decades and was largely forgotten. We're going to listen to four classic recordings by Little Miss Cornshucks now. From 1952, we'll hear Try a Little Tenderness. After that, we'll hear Papa Treetop Blues and So Long, both recorded for Coral Records in 1951. And finally, we'll hear No Teasing Around, released by Chess Records in 1961.
I may be weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. Oh, but while I'm weary,
try a little tenderness. I may be waiting, just anticipating.
Tell me, Papa Tree Top, what you tried to do to me. Tell me, Papa Tree Top, what you tried to do to me. You bugged my nerve.
So long, hope we'll meet again someday. Hope that maybe then you'll say, darling, I was wrong.
I don't want no nobody teasing around with me.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard four songs from the R&B pioneer Mildred Cummings, better known as Little Miss Cornshucks. Little Miss Cornshucks died in Indianapolis in 1999. And that's all the time we have this week. Stay tuned to Echoes of Indiana Avenue for the next episode in our ongoing tribute to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. Thanks for joining us on this trip down Indiana Avenue. You can meet me here again next week, same time, same place. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.